This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
Ooh, yeah. Make your problem by you.
Hello, welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is episode number 55. Today is July 12th, 2006. Welcome. Mikey Pod on the Bayou, what is this show? Interviews, music, ruminations, adventure. Adventure is coming up quite soon. Much adventure. But I'll tell you more about that at a later date. You know what? I'm getting tired of saying at a later date. As much as you're tired of hearing me say at a later date. Oh, okay, so today I've got finally the audio from the Gay Pride Parade in Houston, which was maybe 3 weeks ago. I was with my dear friend, Carolyn Johnson, and we did a bunch of roaming around, talked to people and all that kind of stuff. And really, this is everything that happened before the parade. It's about long, maybe 20 minutes. If you guys want to hear the rest of it, just email me and let me know, and I'll go ahead and do a show with the rest of it. But really, the before the parade stuff to me was the most fun. So before we do that, let's see, what else do I have to tell you? Oh, I'm going to put together a video blog. My friend Roberto Cervantes gave me, I'm not sure which, his old video camera. And I got cranked it up today for a protest against circuses that was in downtown Houston today. So everything turned out well. So I'm going to use iMovie and all that stuff to put a video blog or a video podcast together with that. I'm looking forward to getting into that. One of those things, like I never would have even considered trying to do something like that on my PC. Maybe because I'm chicken, maybe because Macs are kind of fun. I'm not going to become a Macolite, however, I promise. Before we go into the gay pride stuff, let me tell you that you can find me at MikeyPod.com. Email me, please, at MikeyPod@gmail.com. Or you can call in 206-339-6682 and leave a voicemail. You're also welcome to send an audio comment to MikeyPod@gmail.com. That'd be great. So I'm going to go on and play this newest release from Lanky. This song is called Crashing the Car is Learning to Drive. And Chris Daly and Tony and I saw him last night at Brazil. Always a good show. Indeed. He's got this way of just going off into like the mothership or something. Like when he plays, you can really tell that he's totally into what he's doing. It's almost like he wakes up at the end of each song. So it's a cool show to see. And this is the newest song. You can find it at the PodSafe Music Network. It's called Crashing the Car is Learning to Drive.
Back to the scene of the crime, back to hear it one more time. How there's nobody else, how there's nobody else. It doesn't matter how strong you are, someone somewhere will take you down. Maybe it's all that I have, and maybe it's all that
I'm not afraid to
That is Lanky with Crashing the Car is Learning to Drive. Yeah, you can download it at the PodSafe Music Network, or you can buy a copy at iTunes. Or I think you can buy it from his website, too, at lankymusic.com. Great artist to support, guys. He's just so swanky, that Lanky. I did forget to mention that this show is Rob safe. My friend Rob with an average penis was letting me know that he does not like music podcasts. And if I play more than three songs, he's not interested. So this show is Rob safe because I'm playing that song and I'll play one song at the end. And yeah. So the last one doesn't always count because a lot of times I end the show and then play the last song. For those of you who aren't so music cast friendly. So there you go. And also my other reminder that I forgot to throw out there is that I'm going to New York this weekend. And I'll be there for a week, actually. I leave on Friday, and I'll be in New York for that entire following week. And I leave head back to Houston on the following Sunday. So I'm doing a workshop at Juilliard, which I'm really excited about, in the Dalk Rose movement technique. And so look forward to that. If you're in New York, Jake, I'll be emailing you. And Dr. Fran, I'll be emailing you. And who else is there? Oh, so many people. So many people. Anyway, so here's the the Pride Parade from 100 years ago. It's worth listening to, though, too. And I've reunited with a dear friend, you'll hear.
All right, I'm walking down the street with my friend Carolyn. Are we saying your last name, Carolyn?
I don't care.
Carolyn, I don't care. Oh, God. Carolyn Johnson. We're walking down the street. It's 7:10, and it's about an hour. What time does the parade start? 8:30?
Well, they told me 8:35.
8:35.
Something like that.
I wonder if that's building in gay time.
Yeah, I think that is gay time. That's why it is 8:35. Otherwise, yeah. It would be 8.
8.
Yeah.
So things are getting set up, and there are all kinds of floats already set up, and there are lots. Like, there's a man with a tennis ball necklace walking down the street.
Right.
And I think this is a sign of things to come. So there are booths and that sort of thing. And so we just wanted to sort of, before
there's
the...
a beauty queen.
This is like the party before the party.
The gays here.
Yeah, I don't know why. The gays seem really comfortable here.
They do seem really comfortable here. And they seem to be flocking.
Oh my lord. I'm all Randy. Something about coming to Gay Pride Parade gets me all like,
well,
oh, that one's hot too.
Because everybody's here browsing.
I really should get out more. They do wonders for my dating life, I bet. If I actually met gay people.
And I come to a Gay Pride Parade and I am so not looking. I mean,
it's
kind of like, why even shop? When there's nothing here in my size.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Well, and I'm married, whatever.
Oh, that. But. More gay-friendly babies.
Yeah. Those babies are so open-minded.
So, basically, we're right there.
Keep off the stairs, keep off our porch. No standing in front.
Wow, there's a house right here on Westheimer that has these signs that Carolyn was just reading to us.
Off the stairs and porch!
Keep your dirty AIDS ass off my porch. That's not very PC, is it?
That's what it said.
Wow, I really just said that, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Hey, Jin Jin.
Yeah.
Oops, excuse me. Man, there are people like camped out.
Hey, we're getting, this is getting thicker down there.
Yeah.
More folks.
I wonder if that guy will spank me. See, I'm getting, see, those are the people I want to ask. They're like people who look all, I'm gay, but I'm not that kind of gay.
Experiment with which types of gay will spank you.
Yeah, I was gonna ask. Oh my goodness, they just haunted that cyclist. Okay, where are we? Oh, Sliders.
Was
this the place you're looking for? So would it be those apartments?
Right across from Sliders, they have a swimming pool full of beer and lesbian wrestling.
So this party we're going to later has a swimming pool full of beer and lesbian wrestling.
That's what I was told.
So that'll be later in the podcast, I'm sure.
Much later.
So should we keep? Let's keep walking. I want to get all up in it.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, good.
This vitamin water is really giving me a buzz.
People are drinking out here on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Really?
It may. Okay, this is... Oh, Lord!
Hey.
Thank you. Who are you guys with passing these things out, or is it just a friendly thing?
You're like, I don't know. I'm just handing them out.
Oh, okay.
Bracelet.
Yeah.
Movie.
I can't even read it. Queer Duck? Oh, my God. I need a postcard or something. Oh, cool. Beautiful. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thanks. See, that guy looks familiar to me, too, but now I've gotten burned with the you look familiar to me thing. When you've been gay as long as I have.
That line never gets old, though.
Okay, here's another gay-friendly baby.
Look at that baby.
I don't know what that was about.
It's a good looking girl.
It's a gay-friendly baby.
Very.
I do have... Aww. So, who are the mommies? I'm recording this. Is that okay? I do a podcast. It's called Mikey Pod at MikeyPod.com. But,
well, she carried her.
Okay.
But I'm mama, and this is mommy.
Okay. That is awesome.
She's 7 months old. We've been
together.
Oh,
she's so sweet. I teach music to babies.
Really?
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
We've been together 3 years. We have a 17-year-old, a 13-year-old, now a 7-month-old.
Wow, that is awesome.
She's beautiful.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Yeah, we were very lucky.
Well, you got it. Very good. Thank you.
We're very blessed. She's a great baby. Aww. Healthy baby. Happy baby.
And she has a faux hawk.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? That's beautiful.
That's the Gerber baby hairstyle.
That is hot. Okay, I'll see you guys later.
Time getting my bracelet out of the
I'm too lazy to try to open it up.
Yeah, I'll open yours.
Happy
I'll
Friday.
Open yours because then people will know that we belong.
Look at the big orange guy.
We wear rainbow bracelets, then we won't get straight bashed.
Straight bashed. Can you put it on for me, doll?
Yes.
Look, a breeder! Get her! Wow!
I just love the
get her!
What was going on that porch?
I don't know, but it looked pretty trashy. Whatever it was.
Is Sean Waters filming here?
Oh, look at these
mystery
things.
Ah,
those are nice. Jason!
So what you want me to do? You want me to write that motherfucker?
I just recorded that woman saying something about the motherfucking fence. Perfect timing.
We seem to be going right in step with the two drag queens walking down the street here. They keep having to stop for their photos to be taken. Hey, I do have my camera phone. My phone camera,
whatever.
Can I take a picture? No, not really. I think there'll be plenty to take a picture of later.
Mm-hmm.
She looks familiar. Yeah. I was gonna say you look real pretty and you spent a lot of time in your appearance, but you miss a few teeth.
Why don't you get you a
fridge?
Something or a piece of caramel candy corn. Make a bit out of it.
Well, now we're in front of the McDonald's.
You know something magical is going to be happening right here.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go all the way down to Montrose and Westheimer.
Okay. I think that would be...
Is that Jimmy Phillips?
No.
Should we, let's go say hi to whoever it is. Or are they even waving at me?
No, they're waving at somebody else.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I can't tell. Let's go and pretend we said hi.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
You do know him? You're like...
Oh my God! No, we were just having this.
Hey, sweetie.
How are you doing? You too.
Hi, I'm
how are you?
Hi, Michael.
I didn't recognize you guys. And we were both like, we were both going, are they saying hi to us?
No, maybe someone kind of.
Oh, isn't that no?
I'm not talking about that. I don't think you recognize
me. I'm Carolyn.
You.
Hi, Lynn.
I'm recording this, by the way, just so you know, for my podcast. Just so you know.
So it's recorded for posterity.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Oh, that's so
this
naked.
Is a recorder.
Oh, my God.
MikeyPod.com. You can listen to the podcast of the Gay Pride Parade
oh,
tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
Cool. Yeah.
What's it called?
MikeyPod.
Okay, MikeyPod.
K-E-Y.
Great.
P-O-D. I was just talking about how I wanted one of those hats. Where did you get it?
I got it at Soundwaves.
Oh. Yeah. I'm serious.
Sunny,
wasn't I?
Yeah. Sunny said it was the Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He was in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
Woohoo! It's
good
to see
you. You too.
Yeah, thank you. Very nice to meet you.
It looks like it's about to start pumping. Stop pumping! That's right.
Yeah, so he was saying he wants to head down to Westheimer and Montrose. See,
and like get in the thick of it.
Mary's? Kind of thick.
No. We walked through Mary's, okay?
Oh, did you? How was that?
The air condition's
so
off.
Scary.
Oh, God.
It's funny, we were just at Empire Cafe, and he was talking about how first gay pride parade he ever went to, and he went in Empire Cafe, which was a scary leather bar.
What bar was it before? Was it like Gauntlet or something like that?
Scary leather bar.
You look like you would
but
know.
But it's funny, because you have to say it was a scary leather bar.
He didn't live here then. He lived in
it was like a scary, when I was like 20 years old.
So good to see you.
Yeah.
I still have your hard drive, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Sounds like a euphemism somehow.
I've gone to a hard drive.
It's a long story.
Okay. I've got to, all right, should we mosey on?
We're moseying on.
You too, take care of yourself.
Take care of
you too.
Nice.
Goodbye.
Nice.
Take care.
Nice to meet you. Have a great evening.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, Lord. Uh-oh, are we starting?
Uh-oh, the screen. Oh,
it's another. I think these drag queens are sneaking in.
It's a lot of hair. Look at all that hair.
Are they hollering at the drag queen or that big tall cop over there?
I think that big tall cop is a drag queen.
Wait, it's a drag king.
Look at that. Wow. Come here as a woman in full drag like that. Because I'd be a really good drag queen.
She is so convincing.
I know.
Hey,
what's
oh my
up?
God.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I don't even know.
She just said,
oh my God, are you gay?
Are you a homo?
No. Don't be. That's disgusting.
Hold on it.
What are you guys doing?
Well, we came to see the parade. I heard there was one
there's
here.
There's a parade?
I heard something about that one. So,
that is awesome.
We decided to come see it.
Right on. Right. This is my friend Carolyn. Did you guys meet her? Josh.
Nice to meet you.
We worked together at Boulevard Bistro.
Yes.
Which is now a long time ago.
And which is now...
Thai Sticks, right?
Well, Monica's not there.
Oh, Tapia.
Now she's at Tapia or Tapia.
It's on... another street. What street?
West Alabama and
Travis.
Monica Pope on Travis. That's what it was.
Oh, but you changed it?
Yes.
I'm totally blocking the sidewalk.
Wow, so how are you doing?
Good, good. I'm recording this, by the way. From my podcast, which you can find at MikeyPod.com.
MikeyPod.com. All right.
Yeah.
I have a MySpace page.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've got, a little bit more technological.
You need to tell me your...
www.joshuaalbright.com. MySpace.
Okay, I'll ask you, what is this? Margarita?
It's Margarita. I've had a couple... It's apparently like a triple filtered something.
Right.
Tequila.
Those are the best, the triple filtered something.
Yeah, I don't really care what's in it. So last night I was, all water. So
right.
I was designated.
Getting ready for today.
No, I was designated driver and I embraced that role, but when the time for that is over.
It's time to catch up.
But I see that you have your juice. And
this
is
being given out free down the street.
Really?
Yeah, by a cute guy.
Maybe I should have embraced vitamin water.
I need some vitamin water and fast.
I need some vitamins, and I think we don't know, but I think there's more gay people here than cops, so I don't think they want to start taking away our
alcohol. Yeah, we noticed that they were putting, gay beads on the horses. We decided it was, as protection. It's
right,
like, 100 sticker on the back of your car.
Exactly.
So that the cops are nice to you. It's the opposite.
Yes.
keep him from being
They're
straight.
They're going to be like,
guys.
Why are you being so mean to me? My horse is gay.
I got a gay-friendly horse here.
Back the fuck off, right? Homo. I mean.
They don't want a repeat of Germany today. You know, they don't want us rioting.
Oh, and, yeah. Yeah.
When I heard you say, there's a parade, I looked around and I was like, that ignorance. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you're like trying to slap me. I'm doing this thing today where we're trying to...
This is Kendrick. Hold on. Honey, Kendrick? Politically incorrect, and we love her.
We love...
Hi, I'm Michael.
That's Michael.
Kendrick?
Yeah.
Be nice careful. Be careful. She might use her brain.
Oh.
Caution. Brain on board. Where exactly?
You said you're doing this thing.
The both of you.
You said you were doing this thing today? What was it?
Oh, I'm recording this for a podcast.
Okay. Oh. Just so you know, I'm wired.
Is this going to be on NPR?
It's all under my clothes.
Oh my god.
If this goes on NPR, I am so happy because I listen to it every day.
I'm so super to see you.
How much are you recording?
I'm just walking around recording it. I'll probably edit it down. Probably for like an hour.
I love This American Life. Ira Glass fucking rocks ass. I saw him at the Chicago Gay Pride Parade. He says he's straight or whatever. But I saw him at the Chicago Gay Pride Parade. He looks like a fag.
Well, that's because he's
not
Jewish.
In a bad way. He is Jewish.
But he's not gay. He's Jewish.
Jewish guys are already uncircumcised.
Well,
and they have big cocks.
There is a specific type of Jewish.
But let's not generalize.
Can seem gay.
Let's not. But
you know what I'm saying?
But let's.
Uncut doesn't mean they're gay.
They're cut.
Jews are cut.
No, but anyway, I yelled at him.
Whatever.
Okay, what I said.
What did you say to him?
I yelled at him, and I was like, Ira Glass.
Fucking Jew.
I was like, Ira Glass, I love you. And he's like,
thanks. That's him. Thanks.
But you met him, didn't you?
Yeah, I was in the recording studio with him once when he was recording.
He's hot because you hear his voice so much.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
Like,
there's something very iconic
like,
about
know,
him.
Blah, 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 blah.
And he's got like, such a low key.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, I love him. We love him. Did you know that he is that his cousin or uncle is Philip Glass?
No,
musician.
I don't know who that is. Okay.
Musician.
Oh my god. He does songs like this.
What would you do?
Okay.
Let me say this about Ira Glass. One day I was listening to him in the car, right? And I heard him talking, he was introducing a story about like a walk through a field of leaves or whatever. And like they were listening to all the birds chirp and shit, like through a regular backyard or some shit. And I was like, only Ira Glass could make a fucking field of leaves sound interesting. Like that, like only Ira Glass would I listen for 30 minutes
so
about a field of leaves.
He was listening to like leaves rustling around and shit.
And shit?
That was
like,
let's see what happened was.
I mean, you know, Ira Glass doesn't tackle the big issues like bush lying and, you know, I mean, he tackles like leaves. But it's so great. You love it.
I love it. Awesome.
Ira Glass, man.
I think he's going to be at some parade or something today.
Not today.
It's on NPR and it's
could
just
be.
He's in Chicago.
Fabulous. Great.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He just talks about
oh, yeah.
many
okay.
other
That's
other
where I saw him.
That's where
I saw him at the
he
Chicago
really
Pride.
He does four acts and so they each do a piece about it. And it's like
it's awesome.
Stories
he
about, like,
is awesome.
Like last
so, tell me how you feel about Ira Glass.
I love
you on the way to work and back.
Awesome. Two words.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Exclamation point after each word.
Yeah. You should
on Saturday.
But you know, you can go online and listen.
No, honestly, he has like really good stuff, not just leaves.
Sometimes he does like pine needles.
Right. You know.
Their last,
acorns.
Last time I listened to it, it was
all
about,
it's a beta.
It was all about your cringe moments. Those moments you had
right.
in your life that made you cringe. Even now when you still think about them, they just make you cringe. And he totally like outed himself about this whole story that's just awful. Like humiliating, embarrassing, but makes you laugh. Because you're like, oh my god, I can't believe
you did that.
Yes, because
I have like 12 of them,
yeah,
and I'm trying to repress
okay,
the
look,
rest.
Honestly,
and that was just
I'll tell you what he
trying to repress the rest.
He,
exactly.
finds the commonality in a situation, like the humanity in a situation that everyone can connect to. Like that's what he does.
Yeah.
So, like,
and then he has other writers that come in and do their
yeah, right, exactly. But I mean, he picks them, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he picks the yeah. theme and kind of pulls it all together.
I mean, they're coming.
He's awesome.
He is.
I totally
like an orgasm.
Yeah, I got to meet him and sit there while he was recording the music between. He was asking us what we got. I don't know.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go off on an Ira Glass.
No, that's awesome.
I'm
These are the things I'm hoping for. These like spontaneous.
I'm hoping Sheila Jackson Lee will be here tonight because my first Pride Parade when I was 15, I saw her and I was sitting right over there.
Is she a famous drag queen?
No, she's a congresswoman. She's our congresswoman.
Going now.
Well, maybe she's a drag queen.
So I watched C-SPAN a lot when I was 15. I was a big nerd and I yelled out at Sheila Jackson Lee. Sheila Jackson Lee. I was really drunk. I was 15. I was like, Sheila Jackson Lee, I watch you on C-SPAN. I love you. And she yelled back, I love you too, baby.
So you, Ira Glass, and Sheila Jackson Lee are like
serving a piece of pole for you.
Like this. Like this.
We're like all over each other.
I love
Wait, is she good though? Do we like her?
We love
her.
All right.
She can be.
We love her because she said, "I love you too, baby."
No, oh, okay. We love her because she cares about poor people.
Oh, I'm thinking about the senator,
Kay Bailey Hutchinson.
Yeah, she's a
we
whore.
We hate her.
Yeah,
we hate her. Do you remember she came in to eat at the Boulevard Bistro once? Oh. And Monica Pope was like, "That bitch can go fuck herself."
She was like, "We're not." Out.
No, she was like, "We're not going
it's
to the
like
table."
Me, like through Hollywood story.
You know, normally Monica would like go talk to.
Oh yeah.
She was like, "I'm not going over there." She was like, "I'm not going to go talk to her."
Oh, we are so happy.
This is Chad.
Hi, Chad.
He's 21.
Oh my god.
And he's 21, and all that implies.
I know. Yes.
And he likes leaves and shit.
He doesn't like leaves so much.
Lesbians don't pay to get their hair done.
Lesbians don't.
These lesbians aren't from here, and they're awesome.
What? So lesbians
are
from?
Are they awesome because they're not from here? Are they awesome because they're
country?
Not from here?
Exactly.
Oh. I wasn't aware of that word.
Oh, nice. So
this
lesbians
is Michael.
From here.
Michael worked with me before.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Was it?
Oh, yep. His name is Chad.
Hi, Chad.
Chad.
Nice
this
to meet
partner,
you.
Steve.
Hi, Steve. We've kind of been talking
this
sort
is
of.
Michael. Yes.
Michael. This is Carolyn.
I'm Carolyn.
I'm sorry.
Are you a lesbian from here?
No, I am
Superman.
Not from here, and I'm not a lesbian.
Are you going to the movie?
Oh, yeah.
And I have a countdown on my MySpace page.
That's like oh, yeah. I'm so there.
I need to go to your MySpace page.
You do. It's awesome.
I'm all over
it's
it.
It's under Josh
and then
Albright.
You can go to my MySpace page.
Two L's, not like Madeline.
You got to go to his podcast, Mikey Pod.
Yes,
but if you go to my MySpace page, it'll automatically play my
so
podcast.
So why don't you find mine?
I will.
And then
I will.
And then I will click and you'll be my friend.
Okay.
Because I've been hearing
and then you'll be my friend.
MySpace friends, that means you're friends from
where?
That's right. Or you're a child molester. I prefer to be friends forever.
Actually, I really only have people on my page that I've, like, at least spoken to in person.
So thank God. Thank God. So when I MySpace you need to tell all your friends who I talk to how to find the podcast.
I will.
And tell them to tell their friends.
I'll even post a bulletin.
Oh, that's hot.
Did you tell him what you're doing?
No, we're not saying that because I'm recording.
Can I know?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Oh, this is awesome. Well, I'm about to tell them about the big news that I can't announce on the show, so I'm going to turn this off.
Say goodbye on that.
Okay, the big news has been spoken of, and we're going to say goodbye now.
He's such a narrator. Yeah. Michael is the coolest guy ever.
That's right.
That's what he
is. He was a really good waiter, and... like made me
that's
laugh at
beautiful.
Work because he didn't care and
that's so beautiful
just Michael rocks
and we sang karaoke together one time too. I have a picture of that. Did you know
do
that
you?
Yeah
you
we were singing
to
Love
me
Shack
on MySpace?
I'll have to scan it but yeah
okay please rainbow. Do please do I'll post it.
What my rainbow oh she's got a shirt on that says
if you
my
send
rainbow.
It to me I'll post it on my page.
Okay sweet it was me you and Gwen.
Why do I
I'm
missing all the lights.
All right, Dan.
Nice to meet you. Hey,
right,
you guys
see you
have
later.
Fun tonight.
It was nice to meet you, non-lesbian from not here.
That's me. I could have worn a t-shirt.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Take care.
Nice to meet you. Oh,
she's really tough for a non-lesbian
well, really
from not here.
My superpowers.
What about you?
What about you?
Supergirl. What? I hate Supergirl.
They're giving him the 20-year-old day training.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Whoa. That's funny. I used to have a huge crush on that guy.
Really? He's sweet.
Yeah. Oh, I just recorded that. Sweet. Wow. Whoa.
Yeah. Oh my god. It's thickened up.
This is not what gay pride parades were like last time I went. Back in 1989, I think it was. Back in
the day.
Back when
what were they like?
Well, they just weren't quite this. I mean, it was big, but I don't remember it being this big.
But did you walk it, the whole thing?
No, I don't think I did. And I was usually pretty drunk.
That did it.
Oh, God.
We're trapped.
You want to go that way and we can go around?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Oh, God. We're trapped. I think we just have to shove our way through. Today's a bad day to wear sandals.
Oh,
Yeah.
I think this was water.
No, that was water.
Oh,
that ain't water.
Oh.
And what pray tell is it?
What's the water?
I don't know. What is it?
You want the water?
Is it, what is it?
Malibu rum.
Ooh, like straight?
Yeah.
I don't drink, but thank you.
I'll take his.
She does. Wow.
Thank you.
No problem.
Man, you guys rock. Thanks.
Keep right on the way. Woo!
Yeah. Another gay-friendly baby. Whoops, excuse me. Hello. Oh, he's so wound up.
Beautiful.
Oh, that was cute.
No, we were looking for a gay man with a baby. There it was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Do what?
I got my alcoholic drink. I didn't even have to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. Was it, like, good?
Yeah, it just tasted like a really concentrated pina colada.
Really concentrated. Okay, I see a crown. I wonder what this crown signifies.
Oh, now I'm crap my garden.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Well, let's try it.
And that was really all I could take of this. I don't know if you guys want to hear more of that, but that's a lot of audio. That's a lot of sound seeing right there, you know? So let me know if you want to hear more of it. I'll put it up. I may even put it up like as not a show, but just something you can go and download if you want to hear the parade part. It was cool. Whatever. Leaving tomorrow. I bought a Mac to mouse to go with my computer, and it's a piece of shit. I wish you guys had done a little, or I had done a little video of what I just did. I was trying to move something around with a mouse, and it fucked up for the last time. Because, anyway, it's just as irritating. So I jerked it from the USB thing, and I said, "I fucking hate you," and threw it, and it hit the wall. I don't know why I do that. I'm usually like... a normal person, mostly. But yeah, I just threw my mouse across the room and screamed at it that I hated it. Yeah, maybe I've just had too much working with the new computer stuff. Okay, well, that's all I've got for you today. I leave tomorrow. Right now, it's Thursday. I started the show yesterday, and I got pissed off again, and I had to stop. I'm going to get settled into this new setup soon, I'm sure, but it's... I don't have very much patience at all, but I'm going on a trip. I'm going to go and hang out in New York for just over a week. I may podcast while I'm gone. I still have this interview with my mom I haven't put up yet, so that might be interesting to just turn into something. I don't know. Who'll know what'll happen? It'll probably be bare bones because I'll have the computer, but my hard drive has all my music on it. I don't think I'm going to carry that around with me. Anyway, that's more details, and you probably wanted to know. I decided it'd be beautiful to end the show with... the gay anthem of the 80s, Small Town Boy by Bronski Beat, which was my first time I set foot in a gay bar. It was heaven here in Houston, and I wasn't even out of the closet yet. I was with my friend David Parnell, who you all know, because he's been on the show, and I wasn't even old enough to get in, but since he knew Steve Bronski, we were able to go in and with my friend Pink, and I think Angie was there too, and David. We were backstage, which is really a storage room, and I was kind of peering out, looking at these gay guys with mustaches and tight jeans, thinking, oh, God, no, really, please, God, let me not be gay. And look at me now. Isn't this great? So I'm going to end the show with this, Small Town Boy by Bronski Beat. And that's all I got for you. Y'all have a good weekend, maybe a good week. I don't want to guarantee or promise that I'll be putting a show up next week, but it could happen. If you're in New York City, please email me, mikeypod@gmail.com. 206-339-682 is the voicemail, and mikeypod.com is the website. Okay. Thanks, guys.